This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The Hollywood writers' strike is officially 1 month old tomorrow. Last week, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers made a new offer to the Writers Guild, and both sides took a few days off to discuss it. They returned to the bargaining table today. We've heard from the writers a lot over the last month. Now we're going to look at the strike from the producers' point of view. We're joined by Jim Kennedy. He is the official spokesman for the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Jim, welcome to the program.
It's good to be with you.
So from the studio perspective, why is this strike necessary? The writers say their demands are reasonable. They want to make sure they're being paid for all their work, including work that appears online.
The writer's strike is not something we, the producers, see as necessary. It's something that the writers embarked on. One of the stumbling blocks in this year's negotiations has been this issue of new media, and among the proposals unveiled by the producers last week were some advances in the new media arena, and we're hopeful that that's helpful in shaking things loose and getting some negotiations underway.
I saw one report of the producer's proposal that said you would be willing to pay the writers about one-third of 1% of the revenue that their work might earn online. One-third of 1%. I can see why they turned you down on that.
Well, I think that might be their percentile calculation, and I'm not exactly sure what they're referring to. Overall, our new economic partnership, which is our offer to the writers, amounts to $130 million over the three-year contract, which would, of course, be on top of the $1.3 billion that they currently receive. In fact, the totality of this offer, taken on a per capita basis, really makes this one of the larger offers in recent American Union history, in our view. So it does represent a significant step forward for the writers, and for the first time is making offers in the new media arena. By the way, they already currently receive residuals for use of their content for digital downloading of content that they contributed to. So there is already money changing hands in that area, and we're offering more.
Here's something I think the producers have going for them. We've been talking to people who work in the business but are not writers or producers. They're craftspeople and service people, and they are out of work because of this. A lot of them, they say, I understand why the writers are doing this, but they're mad at the writers. How is it that they're mad at the writers? How come they don't blame the producers for stiffing the writers on this?
Well, I can't speak for them. I know that the economic fallout of the strike is on the minds of writers and producers alike. I think we're both cognizant of the bad effect that this strike is having on the larger economy, including a lot of people who have no stake in the outcome of this. So this is really not a zero-sum game. It's not like a campaign where there's a winner and a loser. This really has to be something where both sides come together and can reach agreement. Our offer is not a take-it-or-leave-it offer. It's really designed to get the ball rolling, and we're hopeful that we can engage in the kind of give-and-take which is going to result in an agreement everyone can live with.
Jim Kennedy, spokesman for the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Jim, thank you.
Thanks so much.